is fine. It's been 2 weeks. The mourning period has to end.
Oh, it's just so tragic. I mean, it shouldn't have been.
A lot of people screw up their first date. Now get out of those depressing clothes.
No. I need to wear this. It gives me closure. Besides, black is slimming. And I'm gonna need it.
There's nothing more pathetic than a woman who eats out of frustration because she doesn't have a man.
Do we have any more of this mesquite barbecue sauce? Because it's really yummy.
You can just forget it, Brighton. It's never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen. Just because I screwed up with Elton John, you're not gonna date me again? Oh, you meant Brighton.
I won a radio contest, and the winner gets Brian Setzer to shoot a video in their house.
Brian Setzer, I love him. He used to be a straight guy. I've been listening to him since the early 80s.
Hey, is it true back then people used to listen to their music on some sort of primitive, large, black vinyl disc?
Only when we weren't enjoying our favorite pastime, child hurling.
The answer, Brighton, is still no.
But what's the big deal? I mean, it's 3 hours on a Friday night.
Look, maybe your father has plans Friday night. Dinner for two, al fresco at Nello's, starting with the fried artichokes, God willing.
No, I do not have plans Friday night. And I am not leaving this house.
But... You want one?
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Suavity.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
I can't believe they won't let you have a cat in the dorm. Hey, you told me that your cousin had a pet and she went to Columbia.
A chicken at the University of Bogota. Oh, wow, aren't you hot stuff? You know who you remind me of? Barbara Stanwyck from the Big Valley.
Fran. I just want to look cool for when they come to check out the house for the music video.
You do.
Oh, by the way, how can I thank you for getting Dad to say yes?
Get your dad to say yes.
Brighton, you are so pathetic. I mean, he walks around the house all day with his guitar and he doesn't even know how to play.
Hey, you wear a bra.
Hey, at least I've actually seen one.
Oh, don't you shut up.
You young adults, stop acting like children. Hi, come on in. Who are you? Bobby Fleckman, VP of Record Promotion. Say hello to my assistant, Chloe.
Hello, it's
Chloe. Shh, shh, I'm talking on the phone. Oh, they're so sweet, they're so fresh. Come on, they're the hottest band in town. Don't you love Wu-Tang Clan? With chicken or pork? Yeah, well, if you saw her, you'd understand. Brighton, the record lady's here. I'm Fran Fine, the nanny. Well, you're sure living fat. Well, I'm just retaining a little. See, I had some salty fish last night. You, don't talk so much. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you lose your train of thought? No, it's just your voice is so annoying, honey.
Hi, I'm Brighton Sheffield. It's such an honor
to... I'm nobody.
Hi, I'm Brighton Sheffield. It's such an honor to meet you.
What a handsome boy. You're gonna look great in all the publicity pictures. Chloe, make a note. Let's get some color on this milquetoast punim. Where's the father? I gotta have him sign some of these release forms. God, that was so weird. She looked just like you. Really? Well, maybe in about 10 years.
Who are you?
Oh, Bobby Fleckman. Well, aren't we chic? But what's with B'nai B'rith Bobby out there?
We're gonna get along just fine. C.C. Babcock, I'm Maxwell Sheffield's partner.
Oh, a partner. Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet a sister who's made it to the top. Where's your office?
Well, I travel a lot. Sometimes I work here, and sometimes I work here.
Well, where's your partner? He's the guy I'm really trying to nail down.
Well, get in line.
Do we have the hats for our boss?
Have we seen our boss?
Honey, you look like a smart woman. You're not, but you look like one. Baby, you're a doormat, an old shoe, and no man is worth it. Stop being a masochist.
I am not a masochist. Well, don't go.
Oh my God, Bobby!
Maxwell Sheffield. You know, I knew that name sounded familiar. How are you?
I'm great.
You know, we go back to London days. I tried to get him to produce my friend's play, but he thought it was a dog. Mm. What was the name of it? Hair?
Cats and hair?
So, listen, Barbara, we have to have dinner together.
All right.
Cece, are you doing anything?
No.
Oh, great. Make reservations for us, would you? Oh, Miss Babcock, I feel so sorry for you. You're going to be alone and miserable for the rest of your life.
You heard what just happened?
No, what just happened?
This way, if I miss one more waxing appointment, I'm gonna be pulling a beer wagon for Budweiser.
There's a gorgeous woman shamelessly throwing herself at Maxwell.
I know, but I blew it on the first date.
You, Bobby Fleckman. Now go and, you know, put on a short skirt and get in there and flirt.
It's too late. The man hates me.
So you blew it. Are you gonna let one lousy date discourage you, you wuss? I didn't even let his wife stand in my way. You think I'm pathetic now? You should have seen me as her maid of honor.
Forget it. He's never gonna ask me out again.
It's only because he's torn between you and the other woman he loves.
Who?
Me! Don't you see? Bobby Fleckman is an amalgamation of the two of us. She is everything he is searching for in a woman. Beauty, brains, and a slut.
You know, you may be onto something. What's wrong with this whole relationship between me and Mr. Sheffield, don't you? I'm not in it.
Well, maybe Mr. Sheffield and Bobby Fleckman are just friends. You're always saying how you want to meet new people.
Oh, that's different, Val. That's me. What the hell does he need to meet new people for? Everybody he needs to know is right here.
Yeah, and you know what I don't get is? How can he be attracted to you and her? Ugh, the guy's taste is all over the map.
You know, this isn't even really about me, Val. I'm concerned about the children. I mean, she's a career woman. Kids are just an imposition to her.
Fred!
What? Now, would you go?
Yeah.
Oh, Ma, have you ever been concerned about losing Daddy?
Once. He was sexually attracted to Kate Smith. How I get any action from that chubby chaser, I'll never know.
So your one disastrous little date, and Mr. Sheffield's already looking at someone else. I mean, if I thought that he liked older women, I would have told him the truth. Oh, Ma, what am I doing wrong?
Darling, you were always very attractive to men. But you never knew how to reel them in. Somehow I never passed that on to you.
I just give up. I just give up.
Don't give up. Say you're at a buffet.
Yeah?
And there's one piece of cheesecake left. And some obnoxious woman tries to grab it. What do you do?
Cut in front of you, Ma.
Exactly. Cut right in front of that Bobby Fleckman at the man buffet. And grab your piece.
Oh, Ma, how am I gonna do that?
Your Chinese chicken salad's here, Bobby.
Fran, she thought...
Shh, 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 shh. Bobby's thinking, honey. Brian, Bobby!
Bobby, baby. Maxwell Sheffield, Brian.
Mr. Sheffield, nice to meet you.
How do you do? You know, I was in a rock group once. Yeah, the Strawberry Sheffields Forever. Ah, yes, those were the days, my friend.
We thought they'd never end.
You're a friend of Pete Townsend's, aren't you? Yeah, you're that guy that passed on Tommy.
Tommy Haircats?
Who are they?
They're the rest of the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Oh.
Do you got enough food?
Oh. We did.
How am I going to lose weight with all this food here?
Remind me later. I'll give you my trainer's number.
Excuse me, Miss Fleckman.
Yeah?
There's a limo driver out back. Who has a message for you from a musician?
Oh, who?
Stink.
You mean Sting?
Yeah.
Brian, baby, Sheffield's daughter wants an autograph. Do you mind signing your CD?
Oh, sure. What's her name?
Franny Fine.
Franny Fine?
Thanks, sweetie.
Welcome.
Where's Mr. Sheffield? Oh, I don't know, Miss Fleckman. Did you just change clothes? Oh, I almost blew it, didn't I, Fran?
Damned inconvenience is what this whole thing is.
There's nothing worse than having to accommodate a bunch of rude dilettantes with overinflated egos.
Did you ever have to run out in the middle of the night to buy somebody tampons?
No.
Then shut up. The only reason I keep this stupid job is because I'm hoping she'll put me in a video.
And you don't think it's pathetic to compromise yourself just for a shot at 15 minutes of fame?
Chloe, call casting. We need to fit someone into the Esther Williams bathing suit.
Is it cut high on the sides?
Going to be in the music video.
Oh, no, no, I was only kidding. I'm not going to make an idiot of myself.
Bathing suit didn't fit.
It was a petite 12.
All right, everybody, take five. We'll try it again.
Oh, excuse me. If you opened up one of the seams in the back, I don't turn around.
No!
Over for me, and it's time to move on.
What's over?
Well, it's obvious that you're crazy about me, but it's just never gonna happen. I mean, I'm old enough to be that adorable nanny's mother.
Bobby, forgive me. I'm a little confused here. I was under the impression we were just good friends.
What? Are you telling me that there's nothing between us whatsoever?
Well, I'm dreadfully sorry if I've given you the wrong impression.
Oh, no, no, that's okay, that's okay. You know, I misread signals all the time. At my age, you tend to become muy desperado. Well, anyway, gotta go. Ciao.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby, forgive me. I don't know what came over me. All of a sudden, I felt something. Something I've been fighting ever since I laid eyes on you 20 years ago.
But I thought that you said that we were just friends.
Oh, that? Oh, no, that's just a line I use when I feel a woman's getting too close. I've used it on my nanny thousands of times. You all right?
Yeah, I mean, I like your nanny, and I feel sorry for her, and I'm gonna go to her. She needs
me. No, wait. I think I love you.
No, get away from me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Oh, call me crazy. Call me impulsive, but will you marry me?
Could you propose to... You know, there is a band waiting in there, and I do have a rabbi on speed dial.
It's fine.
You knew it was me?
But of course I knew it was you all along.
Well, then I'm holding you to your proposal. And in New York State, a verbal agreement
don't
is a binding...
Don't push it.
Don't push it. Almost. Why were you kissing Bobby Fleckman?
To thank her. Don't you remember Elton John dropped out of my show thanks to you?
Vaguely.
Well, Bobby was kind enough to talk to Mick Jagger about replacing him.
Oh.
So it's imperative we all make Bobby very, very happy.
Oh. Today's music, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give me the 60s.
cream, vanilla fudge. Now that was a turn on.
Monday night means CSI at 9, followed by Miracles later. Next, Piper finds herself taken over by a bunch of supernatural vigilantes charmed. He's after the break.